Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
The system from last night is moving out, but we'll still be dealing with windy to breezy conditions today. And then we jump ahead to Friday. Another round of severe storms is likely. It's a weather alert day. I'll show you what to expect.
Plus, a lot of folks around the area waking up to storm damage to their homes, some without power. We are tracking those outages and the damage that remains after last night's storms.
And seven people are displaced this morning after flooding in their condos. Right now, we are live in Chapel Hill with a look at the conditions this morning and how the town is helping those people.
Plus, today we're hoping to get answers about when you can make those sports bets here in North Carolina, a topic we have been discussing for so long. We might get some answers finally later today. We will talk about that coming up. Thanks for joining us. I'm Michelle McConaughey.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, lots of information out there. The meetings later this morning.
Yeah.
Duke Energy making progress. Mm-hmm. It's a good sign right now. Yeah. Elizabeth Gardner in the WR Severe Weather Center. It's because those wind gusts have come down, allows those bucket trucks to get up.
Yeah, there's a certain wind speed where they can't go up in the bucket trucks. And our winds, because they've begun to die down a little bit, hopefully they'll be able to get out and continue to work on those power outages. And the winds do continue to come down. The gusts are here in the white box on the right. And so we're gusting to 28 in Fayetteville, 26 over in Goldsboro, 23 Rocky Mount, 21 in Durham and Raleigh, 18 in South Hill. So we've come down out of our 30 mile per hour wind gust. So hopefully that will allow the crews to get out there. It is going to be on the blustery side this morning. We get into the afternoon. The winds will continue to die down as we get through the day. It's a pretty day. Lots of sunshine. You see the whirligigs spinning around there in Wilson. We have a steady wind out of the southwest at 10 in the triangle. It is 43 degrees. So it's chilly out there. It'll be even colder tonight down near freezing. This afternoon, close to normal with temperatures in the low 50s under mostly sunny skies. We're going to jump ahead to Friday. It's already a WRAL weather alert day. Early this morning, the Storm Prediction Center put most of us under a level 2 and our southwestern counties in a level 3 risk for severe storms. There are some questions about whether the severe storms will make it all the way up into North Carolina like they did yesterday, but we'll continue to watch the models and keep our eye on SPC. It is likely to be around the same timeline as yesterday, late afternoon into the evening hours as a cold front comes through. That'll bring us our best chance of scattered storms. We'll talk about some of the elements involved in this next system coming up. Brian?
It is 8:02 right now. Good to see the sunshine this morning. Unfortunately, it's right in the faces of drivers out on 40 eastbound, creating some sun glare delays. There's a look at I-40 out at Aviation Parkway with that eastbound traffic just crawling along, heading out toward the Harrison Avenue interchange. Take a look at these backups we're measuring right now on the south side of Durham between 15501 and 885, about a 9-minute delay. And then on 40 eastbound, this stretch here heading through Aviation Parkway, about a 9-minute delay heading out toward Wade Avenue. So allow some extra time here for the next little while as we deal with the sun glare backups. Elsewhere around the triangle, we have a crash in Cary causing some delays on Northwest Maynard Road at Evans Road, especially on that westbound side heading down toward Chapel Hill Road. You're going to run into a little bit of a delay as they work to get that cleared. Watching traffic build right now on 885 in both directions in Durham between I-40 and the 147 interchange. A 2 to 4 minute delay on either side with congestion filling those lanes. We are tracking storm damage, of course, from yesterday. We have a lot of trees down, especially in rural areas throughout the region, and power outages creating some problems. Over on the east side of Durham, a pretty big power outage just to the east of 885 and south of I-85. Could see some signals that are out right now along Junction Road, Cheek Road, and Clayton Road. Just need to be careful in those areas.
All right. Thank you, Brian. Now at 8 o'clock, more than 49,000 Duke Energy customers across North Carolina remain without power. Crews have been working throughout the night, but wind speeds are limiting what they can do. They cannot raise the buckets when the wind is above 30 miles per hour, as you heard Elizabeth mention. Many school systems are delaying start times this morning. That does not include Wake County. Many residents will have a lot of cleaning up to do today from flooding and fallen trees. That includes a home near North Hills. Take a look at this. A tree brought down during the storm crashed through the roof of the home. Our team coverage of the storm damage continues with Kelsey Coffey and the WRAL storm tracker. And Kelsey, luckily, nobody was hurt.
Michelle, it was really a miracle that no one was hurt that was inside this home yesterday. So you could see part of that tree that fell on top of the roof yesterday, just leaning on the home now. And there's tarp on the roof to cover the gaping hole that's there. Branches are still scattered in their front yard. Heavy winds uprooted the tree and threw it on top of the roof. But take a look at this video of the damage that's inside the home. You could see a hole in the ceiling from when the tree came barreling down. Insulation is scattered all over the house. And we're feeling the impacts of yesterday's severe weather this morning, mainly with those power outages. I just spoke with the spokesperson for Duke Energy, Jeff Brooks, and he says that right now Duke Energy is focused on restoring power in neighborhoods and those smaller outages. They've taken care of most of the bigger outages for businesses. And right now, more than 6,000 customers are without power across Wake County. That's about the same amount of people that were without power just a half hour ago. So we'll keep you updated on those power outages. Kelsey Coffey, WRL News, I'm in Raleigh.
And an update on those power outages as we continue to track those numbers across the state. We're seeing significant improvement. At 4:30 this morning when we went on the air, more than 60,600 customers across the state were without power. That number is now down to 54,500 in North Carolina. The bulk of the power outages that we're seeing, the highest number, is actually in the Triangle, Durham. Let's go ahead and zoom in there. 7,100 customers are without power in Durham, and about 6,000 customers are without power in Wake County. Included in that, Green Level High School in Cary, where within the hour, they let students and staff know that the power is out on campus and they don't have an estimated time for restoration from Duke Power. They don't have lights, heat, or Wi-Fi, so we'll continue to check on that situation and keep you updated on the power outages.
Thanks, Renee. Our team coverage continues in Chapel Hill, where people who live, some of them in Camelot Village apartments, are out of their homes this morning. It was a long night for some after floodwaters rushed into their buildings. WRL's Laura Levine joins us from the apartments this morning. And Laura, sadly, there's a history with this apartment complex and flooding.
There is a very long history stretching decades at this very apartment complex off of South Estes Drive. You know, right now this morning, a very different picture here than what we saw last night. That water has receded. But take a look at some of that jaw-dropping video where you can see someone walking through that flood water knee-deep. We also got to look inside the building where we saw that water rushing through as someone was walking in a bedroom. A lot of items submerged in water. We did hear from residents who tell us that it floods pretty often here because of the creek that flows in the middle of the complex. We spoke with an Uber driver who was here delivering an order when he got stuck in the middle of it.
Now I'm here and I still was not able to get to the customer. Unfortunately, the roads are just like way too flooded. I drove my car in and like half of my car was submerged.
We know that seven people are displaced this morning. They had to evacuate because of the significant damage in their home. The town of Chapel Hill is working and coordinating with them to help support them at this time. We've actually seen a couple of folks with the town driving around the complex this morning and speaking with people who live here. Laura Levine, WRL News, live in Chapel Hill.
Wake County Public Schools will stick to their normal schedule today, but several school systems are delaying their start times this morning. Durham Public Schools are on a two-hour delay. And the districts that you see here in yellow, including Johnston, Cumberland, and Nash County Schools, they're also operating on a two-hour delay. Warren County Schools are closed today, but that's an optional teacher workday.
Brogdon Primary School in Wayne County is closed today because of damage from the storm that caused to the roof there. Wayne County Schools announced last night the extent of the damage is unknown at this time, but enough to keep it closed. The full list of school closings and delays is on WRL.com and on the bottom of your screen. And as Elizabeth Gardner told us at the top of this newscast, we have that level 3 risk of more severe weather on the way for Friday. So you want to make sure you have the WRL News app for the latest updated forecasts from the WRL Severe Weather Center.
A growing number of Republicans in Washington say they would support using a government shutdown as a negotiating tactic. This is a live look over Capitol Hill this morning, where today several lawmakers will hold an event to explain that position. Right now, the U.S. is operating under a two-part funding plan. The first part expires next Friday. The second runs out February 2nd. Some conservatives say letting the clock run out could pressure Democrats into more spending cuts and tighter border security. Speaker Mike Johnson says House and Senate leaders are working on a long-term bipartisan plan.
Today we could find out when mobile sports bets can be placed in North Carolina. The State Lottery Commission could announce a start date during its meeting that begins at 10 this morning, just a couple hours from now. This week, Governor Roy Cooper told WRL the plan is to launch mobile sports betting by the time the NCAA tournament rolls around, the basketball tournament in March. Coming up in the next half hour, we will hear from Carolina Hurricanes President Don Waddell and his team's agreement with Fanatics Sportsbook. Also straight ahead, the NFL playoffs are this weekend. One game could be a record setter. We'll tell you why the Chiefs-Dolphins game could be historic.
And a big delay in a return to the moon. Why NASA is putting off its Artemis 3 mission. And if NASA leaders think this delay will give China the chance to land before the U.S. And jumping ahead to Friday, it's a WRL weather alert day. We're looking at a level 2 and 3 risk for severe storms. We'll talk about the breezy conditions today and what we can expect with wind gusts on Friday coming up.
Coming up on 8:14 right now on your Wednesday. Some beautiful blue skies out there. This is a live look over North Hills. Good morning to you as you watch WRL News, available on Hulu and the WRL app on your TV or streaming device. What you can't see is the wind out there, and it is substantial in some places. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRM Severe Weather Center with those gusts.
Boy, this morning, early around 4 or 5 o'clock this morning, we saw gusts 40 to 45 miles per hour. So it has begun to settle down a good bit since then, but it will be gradually easing up as we get through the day. I think by the time we get into the afternoon, it should feel a good bit more normal, but it still feels pretty breezy out there. Our winds gusting to 28 in Fayetteville. The wind gusts are in that white box on the right. We're gusting to 25 in Goldsboro, 23 Rocky Mount, 21 in Durham and Raleigh, and our steady winds are out of the west, southwest at about 10 to 15 right now. So still on the breezy side for sure. Our maximum wind gust in Fayetteville was 45, Clinton at 44, 39 in Goldsboro and 34 this morning around the triangle. Almost everybody, you know, 35 to 40 mile per hour wind gusts early this morning. But those wind gusts will continue to diminish as we get through the afternoon and into the evening. So if you had something you needed to do that you can't do when it's too windy, wait till the latter part of the day and hopefully it should be okay. The crews are working hard out there to get the power back on. You can see Durham County and Wake County at about 5 to 10,000 customers without power still, but we're not looking at a huge number of power outages. Now that the winds have died down, I think they've been able to get up in some of those bucket trucks and work on it. Of course, there was some flooding. Laura Levine is out in Chapel Hill where some residents were displaced because of flooding last night. We ended up with about 1.5 to 2.5 inches, which is not something that you would traditionally think would cause a lot of flooding, but it happened in just a couple of bands so quickly, so heavily, that the water really came up rapidly. So we ended up in Raleigh at about 2.7, over in Zebulon about 2 inches, around Wake Forest about 2.5, over around Jordan Lake about 2.5, north of Durham about 2.5. And it was really kind of centered around the Triangle area where we saw some of those heavier rainfall totals. We're looking at some minor flooding in a few places on our rivers. The Neuse River at Clayton, minor flood stage today. That just means that the Neuse River will be creeping up to the Greenway. And honestly, you could see that anywhere along the Neuse River Greenway. Just be on the lookout if you're going to be out riding or running today. Could be some water on the Greenway in a few places. The Haw River at Bynum, minor flood stage today, as well as the Deep River at Moncure. For both of those locations, it's just up into the woods or the pastures. No major impact. Durham's looking beautiful this morning, isn't it? All that sunshine, our system from last night clearing out. And then here's the next one. It's way up there in the Pacific Northwest. It comes blowing in here by Friday. Same sort of timeline. we saw yesterday. Same level 2 and 3 risk of wind damage and possibly tornadoes. The big question is going to be, it really looks like some of the stronger winds could be centered down to our south. The big question is, will it creep all the way up into North Carolina? The Storm Prediction Center feels like that's yes. Models are a little torn on that. So we'll continue to watch what our severe weather threat is looking like. Again, we do have that level 2 risk for most of us and that level 3 risk in our southwestern counties. We see that level 3 risk and we think about tornadoes. There were lots and lots of tornado warnings yesterday, but we were pretty lucky that we did not see any tornado damage, at least not officially yet. We look ahead to the weekend. All is quiet for MLK Day. It'll be a bit cloudy and cool, Brian.
It is 8:17 right now. All new. Have a couple of crashes that have popped up in the past couple of minutes. First of all, on the south side of downtown Raleigh on Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard at McDowell Street there at the interchange, apparently affecting eastbound traffic. And a hit-and-run investigation underway right now on Newbern Avenue at New Hope Road, so look out for police activity at that intersection. Don't forget, if you see those flashing lights, you need to move over at least one lane. On the north side of Raleigh, watch for a crash on Six Forks Road near Sawmill Road. Not seeing any big delays there. There is a power outage in that area, so some of the signals at some of those intersections may be malfunctioning right now. And in Cary, they're working to get that crash cleared from Evans Road right around Northwest Maynard Road. It looks like the delays on the sensors have eased up considerably. Still tracking those sun glare delays on 40 eastbound in South Durham and also heading from the airport back toward Raleigh. And on southbound 885, some building traffic heading away from 147 down toward Ellis Road. New information in the past few minutes about weather-related problem over in Wilson. Highway 42 at Forest Hills Road Northwest was closed in both directions, but now we're hearing that some lanes are open. Still, we have some lane closures, and you need to avoid that area if you can, but that is one of the many weather-related problems that we're dealing with this morning throughout the region, so you do need to allow some extra time, especially in rural areas. There are a lot of roads that are still closed, and you need to prepare for detours.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken is urging Israeli leaders to do everything they can to reduce the civilian death toll in Gaza. Blinken met with Israeli leaders and the families of hostages Tuesday during his fourth trip to the country since the war began. He sat down with NBC News' Andrea Mitchell for a one-on-one interview where he shared his message for the families.
I met with some of them after they met with you. They're angry. Where is the big stick, they said. Why can't you save our 6 children? How do you answer that?
Well, first, no one can put themselves fully in the shoes of the families of the hostages. The hard part is the enemy gets a vote, Hamas.
Blinken says negotiations for the release of hostages continue despite recent targeted killings of Hamas and Hezbollah leaders.
Heavy rain brought flash flooding to some communities. Take a look at all of the water in the parking lot. This is on Avon Ferry Road near Western Boulevard, right behind our studio. A car trapped by flooding in the Mission Valley Plaza. According to police, they taped off the parking lot so no cars would drive in. Fortunately, nobody got hurt.
Classes resume today at St. Augustine's University, but all classes will be remote for the first 2 weeks of the semester. It's left some students in a tough spot. It's not weather related. There was an email sent out to students last week, and in that email, the interim president said the university would be going virtual to make sure dorms and classrooms are in good condition. The interim president wrote the university will find students a place to stay if they do check in this week. Classes will return in person January 22nd, and students can return to campus starting on the 19th. 2 cars in Benson were damaged when trees fell on them. A WRL viewer sent these photos into our newsroom. The trees fell in the area of NC50 and McGee Road.
If you hear sirens near Duke Energy's Harris Nuclear Plant today, it's just a test. Officials are testing the facility's outdoor warning sirens between 10 and 11 this morning. They could sound more than once to make sure they're working properly. The nuclear plant is located in New Hill in southwest Wake County. Americans are struggling to afford rent, and it's a big percentage of younger generations. A new survey by the company Credit Karma shows nearly 24% of renters say they're dealing with rent affordability issues. The survey shows 30% of millennial renters and 27% of Gen Zers say they have a difficult time paying their rent. Credit Karma says more than 50% of Americans use most of their income toward housing.
We'll have to wait until 2026 to see another moon landing. NASA delayed its goal of returning to the moon, the space agency announced yesterday. The Artemis 3 mission will not take off until at least September 2026, instead of sometime in 2025. The Artemis program is designed to return astronauts to the moon this decade amid a renewed international push for lunar exploration. SpaceX Starship had a pair of test flights last year that ended in explosions, which is a primary reason for the delay. NASA's administrator addressed that delay.
I think that China has a very aggressive plan. I think they would like to land before us, but the fact is that I don't think they will.
Meantime, NASA also announced the Artemis II mission, which is designed to carry a four-person crew on a trip to fly by the moon, will no longer hit its target launch date of November this year. The new target date for Artemis II is September 2025. One of the coldest games in NFL history could happen Saturday night in Kansas City. The Dolphins and Chiefs will kick off at 8:15, and the forecast is for bitter cold and possible snow. The temperature could fall below zero. Now, there have only been four games in NFL history that have kicked off at below zero temperatures. They've all been playoff games. January, you expect that.
Of course. And we have you covered on WREL and Fox 50 for all of the NFL playoff games this weekend. Snow or no snow. At 4:30 on Saturday, the Cleveland Browns play the Houston Texans on WREL. And Wild Card Weekend continues Sunday. 4:30, Green Bay Packers travel to Dallas to play the Cowboys on Fox 50. And at 8 o'clock, the Detroit Lions host the LA Rams on WREL.
Coming up, some people in Chapel Hill were forced out of their homes because of flooding from yesterday's storms. We'll hear from a person who says her apartment floods frequently and something needs to be done about it.
Plus, we are waiting to learn if a tornado was confirmed in Catawba County. A nurse tells us the damage was heartbreaking and devastating. We'll hear from her next.
As you get into your car, tune to WREL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good morning and happy Wednesday. Time now is 8:26. I'm Michelle McConaughey. A lot of us saw wild weather last night. Much calmer today. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner still tracking a little bit of wind out there, Elizabeth.
Yeah, it looks like that system's gone, but when you step outside, you'll feel that wind. The winds are really starting to recede compared to what we saw earlier this morning around 5 a.m. We were still gusting up to 40 miles an hour, but it's 28 in Fayetteville now, gusting to 25 in Goldsboro, 21 around the Triangle. So still a little on the breezy side, but we'll see those winds diminishing as we head through the day. A live look at Sanford, lots of sunshine. It will be a much quieter day. Just going to see mostly sunny skies, cool temperatures. Right now, heading out the door, everybody's looking at low and mid-40s. If you're headed out for exercise this afternoon, we do climb to 52. But if you're waiting until the evening, we drop into the 40s fairly quickly.
8:27 right now as we take a look at traffic around the Triangle. We are watching a crash in downtown Raleigh. It's a minor crash, but it's causing some pretty big problems on the northbound side of McDowell Street there at Edenton Street. Of course, that is the one-way main northbound route through downtown Raleigh, and we're seeing some heavy backups from Lenore Street all the way up to Edenton this morning. Also, look out for a crash in North Raleigh, blocking some lanes on Six Forks Road near Sawmill Road. Elsewhere around the Triangle, some sun glare delays on the south side of Durham on 40 eastbound, starting to ease a little bit, but still seeing some backups as you head away from the airport toward Raleigh on 40 eastbound.
All right, thanks, Brian. Seven people are out of their apartments in Chapel Hill after flooding caused significant damage. Water flowed into the building at Camelot Village on South Estes Drive. Chapel Hill Transit helped take people who were forced out of their homes to other places to stay overnight. Next on Fox 50, the WREL Storm Tracker is on the scene of a tree that went through the roof of a home in North Hills. And next on Today, father-son duo Kurt and Wyatt Russell are live to talk about their latest project.
Shot in 4K ultra-high definition, your number one source for local news. WREL News, coverage you can count on.
Last night's system is moving away, but we're still dealing with some breezy conditions out there this morning. I'll show you when the wind dies down. And looking ahead to Friday, it's another WREL weather alert day for a level 2 and 3 risk for severe storms. I'll show you what to expect.
And part of a tree is still leaning on a home after the severe weather yesterday. Coming up, how thousands are waking up this morning without power.
It was very heartbreaking and devastating.
Plus, that nurse describes the storm damage left behind from yesterday's storm in the western part of our state, Catawba County. She tells us about the teamwork of those who came together to check on loved ones in a hard-hit area.
Wow.
Well, you like to see that, neighbors helping neighbors when things like this happen, and unfortunately, we see it all too often. I want to thank you for staying with us here at 8:30. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. Yeah, we'll get to that story coming up in a minute. But first, we have to start with meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner. Sunshine today, much different than yesterday, but still a little breezy out there.
That system is pulling away from us, but still exerting a little influence. We're seeing some gusty winds still. The gusts are on the right, and the steady winds are on the left. So we're gusting to 28 in Fayetteville, 18 in Clinton now, 21 in the Triangle, 25 Goldsboro, 21 in Roxboro. So it's still on the slightly gusty side, but the winds have really started to quiet down compared to where we were around 5 a.m. this morning when we were still gusting up to 30, 40, 45 miles per hour. The winds will continue to ease up as we head through the afternoon and start to switch to northwesterly. And as they do, that's going to start to push in some cooler air. You can see the Whirligigs and Wilsons spinning around out there under clear skies. Right now, our wind is southwest at 10. But again, as we switch it to northwest, it'll start to pull in some cooler air. Right now it is 43 officially in the Triangle. We climb into the low 50s for highs this afternoon. We're looking ahead to Friday. It is a WRAL weather alert day. Early this morning, the Storm Prediction Center put us under a level 2 risk for the bulk of us, and then our southwestern counties in a level 3 risk. That means just like yesterday, we would have a good chance for damaging winds and possibly some tornadoes. We're watching the models. We still have, you know, 2 days out to watch this. They're not in complete agreement about the same sort of impact that we saw yesterday, but we'll continue to watch it for you. Timeline looks similar, though. We'll likely see these storms developing late afternoon into the evening and pushing through. Of course, we'll have more on the timeline for this system coming up in just a little while, Brian.
Elizabeth, all new at 8:32. We have two crashes now on McDowell Street as you head into downtown Raleigh, creating some pretty big delays. That first one is around South Street, and then another crash at Edenton Street coming in from the Martin Luther King Jr. Western Boulevard interchange heading up toward downtown Raleigh on McDowell Street. Just be ready for some delays. You might consider using Wilmington Street as a good alternate route. As we head up to the north side of Raleigh, a crash at Six Forks Road at Sawmill Road now in the clearing stages. There apparently are some lanes blocked out there as they work to get that one cleared up. Elsewhere, not seeing too many big problems. I'm watching these other crashes that you see on the map. But they're not causing any delays as far as we can tell. That earlier crash on Evans Road at Northwest Cary Parkway still is in the clearing stages, but I'm not seeing any problems showing up on the sensors. 885 getting busier in both directions in Durham between I-40 and the 147 split. Also watching some building traffic heading out of Apex through Cary on US 1 northbound. Most of that confined between the 55 and 64 Tryon Road interchange. DOT says that we still have storm damage closing a couple of roads in Wake County. Honeycutt Road near Durant Road reportedly still is blocked, and Holly Springs New Hill Road near Stone Ender Way still is closed. Some good news in Chatham County. A lot of those earlier road closures now have cleared, including 64 out at Greensboro Avenue in Siler City, but they say that Alton King Road at Goldston Carbonton Road still is blocked at this point.
Right now at 8:30, about 50,000 people across the state of North Carolina remain without power. And that includes about 15,000 in Wake, Durham, and Johnston counties. Crews have been working throughout the night. The wind speeds are limiting what they can do. They can't put those buckets up in the air if the wind speed is over 30 miles an hour. There are a lot of school systems that are delaying start times this morning, and that does not include Wake County. They're back to regular schedule. Yesterday's storm left flooded roads and downed trees across the area. You take a look at a tree that fell on top of a car, and some people also had trees fall on top of homes, including one near North Hills. Our team coverage of the storm damage begins with Kelsey Coffey in the WRL Storm Tracker. Three people were in that home, but fortunately nobody hurt.
Jeff, it really was a close call for the three people who were inside of this home yesterday. So you can see a portion of that tree that fell on top of the home. Now you can see tarp on the roof to cover the gaping hole that's there. Branches are still scattered in this front yard. Heavy winds uprooted the tree and threw it on top of the roof. But I want everyone to take a look at the damage that's inside the home. You can see a hole in the ceiling from when the tree came barreling down. Insulation is scattered all over the house, and we're feeling the the impacts of yesterday's severe weather this morning, mainly through power outages. I spoke with the spokesperson for Duke Energy, Jeff Brooks, just about an hour ago, and he says right now they're focused on restoring power in neighborhoods and other just smaller areas. They've covered all of the big businesses as far as those outages, and more than 4,000 customers are still without power here in Wake County. That's 2,000 less than what it was in the last half hour. So that's good news. But Renee, we're getting new information about how these power outages are impacting schools.
We are, Kelsey. Just within the last 5 minutes, we've learned that two Durham elementary schools will not have classes because of a lack of power. This is the outside of the exterior of the Merrick Moore Elementary School. That's one of those schools. And Bethesda Elementary Schools are closed today. We've also learned that today Dabney Elementary and L.B. Yancey Elementary in Vance County will be closed to schools today. All other schools in Vance County will continue to operate on that two-hour delay. We also have an update on Green Level High School in Cary. They just tweeted within the last 15 minutes, power is still out. And so what they're doing is they're scrambling to reschedule exams, tests, presentations, other assignments, and school officials say students will not be penalized for their absences today. Pretty tough to hold class when there is no electricity at those schools.
Absolutely. All right. Thanks, Renee. We'll continue our team coverage this morning in Chapel Hill. Several people are out of their apartments this morning after flooding caused significant damage. WREL's Laura Levine joins us live from Camelot Village. Laura, good morning. Unfortunately, this is not the first time people who live there are dealing with this.
This complex, Michelle, has a long history of flooding, and a lot of it has to do with this right here, a creek, Bolin Creek, the floodplain that's in the middle of the apartment complex. Now, the good news here this morning, as you can see, all of that water has receded, but boy, was last night a different story. Take a look at this jaw-dropping video of someone walking through that water. In some areas, it was knee-deep. We also got to look inside some of these units that were significantly impacted by a lot of that flooding. I mean, just damaged because of all of that water. We went inside a bedroom where we saw some items that were destroyed. Now, people who live here, they tell us that it floods here pretty often. And like I mentioned, it's because of that Bowling Creek floodplain directly in the middle of this apartment complex. We spoke with Vanessa Bird. She tells us that she was devastated to see some of the damage here, and also wanting the city and the town here in Chapel Hill to do more about it.
I feel terrible. I feel disappointed. I feel humiliated. I feel like they should have done something about this a long time ago.
And so she is one of seven people who had to evacuate last night. The town of Chapel Hill is coordinating resources to work with those who are displaced. Laura Levine, WREL News, live in Chapel Hill.
Wake County Public Schools, as we mentioned, will stick to its normal schedule today. There are several other school systems, though, delaying their start times this morning. Durham Public Schools will be on a two-hour delay. And the districts you see here in yellow, including Johnston, Cumberland, and Nash County schools, are all operating on two-hour delays. Warren County schools are closed today. It is an optional teacher work day for them.
A school in Wayne County is closed today because of damage the storm caused to its roof. Brogdon Primary School in Dudley will not have any classes today. Wayne County Schools announced last night that the extent of the damage caused to the roof is unknown at this time. The full list of school closings and delays is on our website, WREL.com, and the bottom of your screen.
We're waiting for the National Weather Service to confirm whether or not a tornado hit Catawba County. In the meantime, here is a look at Claremont, where that possible tornado touched down. We know one person died out of this. There were downed trees, roofs ripped from homes, and much more damage there. This is in a mobile home park in the city of Claremont. It is northwest of Charlotte. A nurse who has clients in that area went to check on them and witnessed just how much damage this storm caused.
It was very heartbreaking and devastating. Trees were down everywhere. People were just walking along the roads, soaking wet. Everybody was trying to help, whether it be clear trees or make sure that everybody was okay.
Tough situation there. In addition to one person dying, four others were injured, including one left in critical condition.
A health center in Moore County suffered severe damage during the storm. This photo posted to Facebook by the Seven Lakes Health and Fitness Center shows the roof of the center's pool facility completely collapsed. Take a look at this. Management of the center say they're working as quickly as they can to fix the damage, but the center, it's closed until further notice.
And we have a WRL weather alert day on the horizon for Friday. More severe weather could be on the way. You want to make sure you have the WRL News app for the latest updated forecasts from the WRL Severe Weather Center.
Coming up, some school buses are going electric in North Carolina. Which Triangle School District is getting the new transportation?
Also, speaking of electric vehicles, VinFast is showing off its first electric pickup truck. We'll give you a preview of that.
It is 8:44, and we're taking a live look at satellite and radar, seeing that system finally starting to pull away from us. As it moves away, the winds will continue to diminish as we head through the afternoon. Early this morning, around 5 a.m., we still had gusts at 40 to 45 miles per hour. But our skies have cleared. We have this one trough of low pressure that acts like a weak cold front that'll be swinging through. Our winds behind that will start to shift to northwesterly. That's going to push in some colder air for tonight, so our temperatures should drop down to close to freezing again after having a mild day yesterday. But of course, the symptom of that mild day was the strong thunderstorms that we had across our area. And fortunately, the wind is starting to die down a little bit now. The wind gusts are on the right. The wind right now is still out of the southwest, so we're gusting to 21 in Durham and Raleigh, 28 in Fayetteville, 26 in Clinton, 23 in Rocky Mount, and 16 up in Roxboro. Steady winds are out of the, west-southwest at about 10 to 15 miles per hour. Take a look at all the wind damage we saw yesterday all up and down the East Coast. Those gray circles are the wind damage reports. We had tornado reports also down in southern Georgia and parts of Florida. We had a lot of tornado warnings yesterday, but we did not have any official tornado damage reported at least yet. The Weather Service has headed out to check out at least one or two locations where it's possible that there was a tornado. But at this point, none of that for North Carolina, which was good news. Still, there were plenty of trees down. There was flooding that happened across our area, and some folks are displaced, and certainly there was some damage. We take a live look at Pinehurst, and you can see the trees really blowing around there at Pinehurst Resort and Country Club. Blue skies looking beautiful, but not really anybody out there right now. 43 is our current temperature. We climbed to 52 for our high this afternoon, looking at 52 in Raleigh, 51 in Durham, and 54 in Fayetteville under mainly clear skies. We're going to jump ahead and look at Friday. It's already a WRAL weather alert day. We have a level 2 and 3 risk for severe storms, which is what we saw yesterday with all that damage. So once again, we have the threat for some straight line wind damage and possibly some tornadoes. Here's a look at the level 2. This was issued from the Storm Prediction Center early this morning. Our level 3 risk is down here in the Sandhills, including Pinehurst, Southern Pines, Fayetteville, Lillington. It's going to be interesting to watch over the next couple of days. The computer models are not quite as on board as they were with the system that came through yesterday, but there's still a few days to watch this, and the Storm Prediction Center is certainly indicating the potential for some wind damage. So, weather alert day Friday with a warmer day at 60 today and tomorrow. We'll see sunny skies and dry conditions. Looking ahead to the holiday weekend, Saturday and Sunday will be on the cool side with sunshine. Martin Luther King Day, we'll see increasing clouds at the high of 52 and some rain on Tuesday.
Elizabeth, it's a new year, and that means a chance to set goals for your family. WRL Lifestyle Editor Kathy Hanrahan is here with us this morning with some tips for helping your family create a vision board. Kathy, good morning. I love this.
I brought
it with
me.
How do you get started with this? I love it so much. It's so much fun.
Okay, so I put together this vision board with my family this week. It's very fancy. It wasn't easy. I have an 11-year-old and a 4-year-old. They have different ideas about what they want to do this year. I wanted to do it because, you know, we have to have a common goal, and displaying a common goal kind of helps us, you know, stay on track. So I talked to my husband and my children about what they wanted to do, and I kind of made a list of the keywords, and then we kind of went from there.
I love it so much. It's such a good family activity. It gets the whole family together. What materials do we need for this?
Okay, so cardboard or a poster board. You need glue, scissors, tape, magazines, lots of patience. I searched the house for magazines so I could cut out photos that kind of represented what we were interested in. We had a lot of highlights magazines. So I think one of my goals is to like find those hidden objects a little bit more and figure out the differences between the pictures. So I started putting everything on the cardboard, and then I used some glue, we used some tape, and kind of just spaced everything out.
I love it so much. You have safe travels on there. You have so many good things in there. And you don't only have to turn to magazines. You can put anything on your vision board, right?
You can put anything. You can put phrases, words. My son, he wants to go to more Duke basketball games, so I added some basketball on there. My daughter is 4. All she said was she wanted to run.
Oh.
She's like, I want to run. And she also wants to have a party, a Valentine's Day party with snacks.
That's so
cute. I've got a little picture of the little kids with the snacks. So we want to do vacations to the beach. So we were like, let's put that on there. And we're hoping to save for a Disney trip. So I had to squeeze that on there.
Of course.
I made it work with what we had.
I like it. It's a good lesson, too, because if you can dream it, you can do it. If you can put it on the board, it's going to happen.
It's true.
Right? Yeah. Where should you display your vision board? Where does it go in the house?
You want to put it somewhere where people are going to see it. And my son loves to play video games, so we're putting it near the TV.
Okay.
So he'll see it. Even if he's not meaning to, he'll pick up on it.
Yes.
And he'll be able to look at it. But yeah, probably near our TV.
I love it so much. And for more tips on how to make a vision board, you can go to WREL.com and search keyword family. Thank you, Kathy.
Today we could find out when mobile sports betting will be able to take place in North Carolina. The State Lottery Commission could announce a start date during its meeting. It starts at 10 o'clock this morning, a little more than an hour from now. This week, Governor Cooper told WREL the plan is to launch mobile sports betting by the time the NCAA basketball tournament rolls around in March. WREL Sports investigative reporter Brian Murphy sat down with Carolina Hurricanes president Don Waddell, discussing the NHL team's agreement with Fanatics Sportsbook. It's an interview you'll see only on WREL. Waddell has been a leading proponent of sports betting in North Carolina, often meeting with lawmakers to push the issue.
It's been, like I said, it's been a lot of highs, a lot of lows, went up and down, and to finally get to this point, I can't wait. We had the governor here at the game the other night, and him and I were talking about it, and we're both excited. We're at this point, and we'll be more excited when it gets crossed.
And coming up tonight on WREL, Waddell goes in-depth on why the Canes picked Fanatics as a partner, where an in-person sports book may go around PNC, and what legal sports betting will mean to the team and its fans.
This is pretty cool. More North Carolina school buses are going electric. The EPA announced it'll provide $1 billion for thousands of electric school buses nationwide. 114 of those buses are coming here to North Carolina. The Durham Public School System will get 38 of them. A few other districts in our area will also get some. The EPA says electric school buses reduce exhaust, lower emissions, and reduce maintenance and fuel costs as well. And VinFast is showing off its first electric pickup truck concept at this year's CES convention in Las Vegas. This is it. The company unveiled its VF Wild at the show yesterday. VinFast classifies it as a mid-sized truck. WREL reached out to the company about whether it will be produced at the plant that's being built in Chatham County. And VinFast says the VF Wild is still a concept car. No decision has been made about where it's going to be produced.
Our teacher of the week returned to his alma mater to become a teacher. WRL's Brian Schrader takes us to Nash County to introduce a teacher who is trying to make social studies fun.
What organization really boomed during Prohibition?
Spend a few minutes in Nick Taylor's social studies class at Northern Nash High School and you'll get pumped about constitutional amendments.
If you can go to war, if a guy on 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue can send you off to war, we hope that person can be able to vote for him or her into office, right? Especially with social studies, break down these concepts that a lot of times these kids aren't really excited to learn about, make it informative and try to make it more a little entertaining for them and not trick them to learn, but kind of make them learn in a different way. Either way, you know?
Taylor's journey into the classroom started as a lifeguard and a counselor at a YMCA camp in Greensboro. He used his history degree to become a teacher, eventually returning to his alma mater here at Northern Nash. Taylor's main goal, to get these students to make up their own minds.
As long as we can train these individuals to be the best person they can be when they leave here, develop a thought, we've done it. We've done it. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Nick Taylor?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, you're WREL's Teacher of the Week. Congratulations.
In Rocky Mount, I'm Brian Schrader, WREL News.
Somehow I knew there was going to be a great reaction out of that guy. If you'd like to nominate a teacher, go to WREL.com. Enter Teacher of the Week in the search box.
I love that so much. It's amazing. All right, dry January is here, but if you miss the taste of a crisp beer, Miller Lite may have the solution for you. The beer brand announced it will be selling beer mints. It features flavors of minty freshness, quote, freshness, quickly followed by a subtle Miller Lite hoppy taste. There's no beer in the mints, but the company is limiting sales to people 21 and over. Online sales start on Friday. Interesting. Yeah, beer breath. Okay. Well, there may be some lines today at Duck Donuts locations because you can get a dozen donuts for $12 in honor of National Rubber Ducky Day. There are locations in Raleigh, Cary, and Durham. Happy Rubber Ducky Day. And before you go to break, here are your winning lottery numbers. We'll get another check on weather and traffic next.